Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night. July the 22nd, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 82 degrees, sunny skies, beautiful night here in Marion. Do want to remind everybody that the Colonial Coin Laundromats will be doing their coin ministry tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Main Street and Bell Fountain Avenue. Both locations, bring your soap and softener. We're not sure if that's supplied yet or not. Now, the Family Feud question we have tonight. Name an expression that starts with the word high. Go ahead, caller.
How about high on life?
High on life. That's a good one. Not on the list, though. Good guess, though. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Name an expression that starts with the word high. I want to remind everybody, Angie Evers, my cohort, here on Friday night, is under the weather tonight. So it's just me and you on the toll-free line. Call in about anything. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High in the sky.
High in the sky, absolutely. That is number 4 on the list. High in the sky. Thank you. Go ahead, caller.
Higher than a kite.
Higher than a kite. Let's see here. No higher than a kite, but we got high in the sky. That was number 4.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, that just came in. So we finally got one of them. But, so the Vince McMahon thing, never much of a fan of the wrestling, huh? Oh, we lost that call. Go ahead, caller. Call it. We lost the call. All right. The phone lines are back open. 740-751-4038. Name an expression that starts with the word high. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High-spirited.
High-spirited. No high-spirited on the list. No high-spirited. I think I'm a little high-spirited tonight. We've got high in the sky. That's number 4 on the list. But we still have 5 other answers. Name an expression that starts with the word high. 15 minutes past the hour, H-I-G-H. 740-751-4038. Now remember, it has to start with the word high. An expression that starts with the word high. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
High and mighty.
High and mighty. No high and mighty on the list. No high and mighty on the list. A lot of good guesses coming through here. Name an expression that starts with the word high. H-I-G-H. What could that be? Lot of expressions. 2 and 3 word expressions here. Well, we've got the high in the sky. That was the 3 word. Go ahead, caller.
High on life.
What was that?
High on life.
Not high on life, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
High hopes.
High hopes. Let's see. High hopes is number 6 on the list. You got
Thank
it.
You.
High hopes comes in at number 6 on the list. So we've got high in the sky and high hopes. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Oh, we lost that caller. having a few of those tonight. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Name an expression that starts with the word high. We've got high in the sky and high hopes. Still four answers left to go. Who knows what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. An expression that starts with the word hi. Go ahead, caller.
High in love.
High in love. No high in love on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Highway robbery.
No highway robbery on the list. No high in love. No highway robbery on the list. An expression that starts with the word high. H-I-G-H. We've got high in the sky and high hopes. Still four answers left to go here. An expression that starts with the word high. What could it be? Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
What about highway?
Not highway. That's a good one, though. Highway is a good one. Not on the list either. 19 minutes past the hour. 82 degrees. Sunny skies here in Marion. An expression that starts with the word high. Go ahead, caller.
What about high and dry?
No high and dry. No high and dry on the list. An awful lot of good guesses here. An expression that starts with the word high. H-I-G-H. We've got high in the sky, high hopes. Four answers left to go. What are they? An expression that starts with the word high. We went through an awful lot of good guesses here. We still don't have the number 1, 2, 3, or 5 answers on the list. High in the sky was number 3, and high hopes was number 6. Go ahead, caller.
About high and mighty.
High and mighty. No high and mighty on the list.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a high chair?
No high chair on the list. Couple good guesses there, but not the ones we're looking for. Name an expression that starts with the word high. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about a highball drink?
Not a highball drink. Those are good. What is a highball drink? Now, I've heard people order a highball, but what is a highball? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
High mileage?
No high mileage. No high mileage on the list today. We've got high in the sky and high hopes. Still four answers left to go. What is a highball? I've never had a highball. I know some people who had lowballs. Go ahead, caller.
High wire.
No high wire. What is a highball?
I don't know. It's just some kind of mixed drink, I guess.
You know, I've heard that too, but I don't know what a highball is.
I don't either. You have to ask an alcoholic.
We'll have to find out. Hey, thanks for listening.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. Highball. Holy mackerel. 740-751-4038. Name an expression that starts with the word high. High in the sky and high hopes we've got, but still four answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars.
Oh, I wondered where you were. I thought you were in a depression. We haven't heard from you all day.
Did somebody say, like, high on drugs or something to that effect?
Are you high on drugs right now? Is that what's going
on? Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not.
Now, don't say unfortunately. We don't condone drugs.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a hard drug. I mean, it could be something that's legal.
Well, I didn't realize you were into that. See, all the things you're...
Well, if I drink too much coffee, it's like speed, so it's, you know...
Do you know what a highball is?
Yeah, a highball drink is... Again, it's not used a lot. People just say cocktail as a general term, but my understanding is it's a hard liquor like scotch with a non-alcoholic mixer like Coke or ginger ale versus like a drink where there's different types of alcohol mixed together.
So if I just say give me a highball, it's just scotch?
Well, there's dozens of kinds of... It's not a specific drink. It's just a hard liquor of some kind with a non-alcoholic mixer. Scotch and soda, scotch and Coke, rum and Coke being examples thereof.
But you say no mixer.
Well, then it's like it's neat, right? If it's just like a shot of scotch or on the rocks would be with ice.
Well,
a lot of people don't use those terms. They just say cocktail, but yeah, well, that's what a highball is. That's my understanding.
Well, somebody just...
If it's hard liquor and a non-alcoholic mixer, again, examples being rum and Coke, scotch and soda, 7 and 7, it's a highball.
Well, somebody just sent me a note here. A highball is a cocktail that's really nose-tingling crisp. It's a 2 ounces of liqueur...
I heard of that one. Again, it's also a regional term, you know, just like the pop and the soda. It might be used differently in different areas, but that's been my understanding.
Club soda in a tall, narrow glass. Maybe that's why it's a highball.
Depending upon where you live, there are obviously regional colloquialisms, but... My understanding is how I described it, but nobody said like high on drugs or anything to that effect.
Well, you're stuck on this high on drugs now, aren't you?
That to me, that's the most obvious answer to me.
That's not a common phrase, high on drugs.
It was when I was in school. That was a long time ago.
Now use that in a sentence, like they used to say on Family Feud. Use that in a sentence, high on drugs.
The pothead was high on drugs.
So that was going around the school? That was catchy?
Oh, yeah, that's used a lot.
Well, I'm sorry.
And that's when pot was illegal. But I mean, I think it has to do with a drug that's an upper. You know, and again, pot has different effects, sometimes depending upon how much. Whereas, as I said, caffeine, which is kind of like a lighter version of speed, to me, you can get high on that.
Hey, did you hear earlier, I thought...
Versus like a downer type drug where you really wouldn't be high on it. It's more a drug that lifts you up. And again, it could be something like caffeine, a lighter drug. I'm not talking about something really, really strong.
Now, now what is a high drug and a low drug? Caffeine...
Well, an upper or a downer, and they can affect people in different ways. You know, caffeine's an upper. And then there are drugs that are downer. I mean, I guess alcohol is, I think it's technically a downer, but if you have a couple, it lifts you up, and then it can kind of make you tired and worn out. But it depends on the person, too, and if it's being synergistic with other substances also.
Now, isn't alcohol and caffeine in it, like coffee, now wouldn't we consider those beverages and not drugs?
Well, they are beverages, but to me, if it has some kind of a psychoactive effect or just it affects your mood, and again, there are different levels of drugs, and levels of legality and what's accepted by society. You know, when I went to school, I mean, pot, you smoke a joint, you go to jail nowadays. I mean, even where it's not technically legal, they don't really care. In many places, it's legal, and it can be used medicinally because they've found medicinal benefits, which I agree with. You know, catnip has been legal as far as I know.
And catnip?
At least in my lifetime, you know, I certainly consume caffeine.
Oh, but caffeine.
You can take a caffeine pill also.
I thought you said catnip. I misunderstood.
Yeah, well, I can't hear you that well, but...
Have you been checked for a hearing aid? Because we've had this problem, and other callers hear me okay.
I listen on the air, and it's loud, and I listen, you know, like five or six blips in the car, and you're loud. But when I talk on the phone, something happens with the volume sometimes.
Oh, I don't know. The other callers, because I've asked, is it hard to hear me through the phone? And they say no.
Yeah, well, I know what you're saying. I would say that, but I know what the levels are based upon the environment, but yeah, I hear enough to know what you're saying.
In any event, tell me, did you like Dinah Manoff and Tom Snyder's daughter?
I didn't listen to Dinah Manoff. I did listen to part of Tom Snyder's daughter. She was really having you talk to her.
She was what?
She was really into the interview. I mean, she really enjoyed being...
Well, who doesn't enjoy talking to me?
...interviewed by you.
Well, it's an honor.
You're to the stars, so why wouldn't she?
Well, that's right. If you're interviewed by me, you know, hey.
She was sharing the same phone line that Phil Donahue and Dick Cavett were using. I mean...
Dinah Manoff.
Did you ever watch Empty Nest because you've had two of the actresses from the show on?
Oh, yes. I liked Empty Nest. I thought it was a very good show.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent show.
Now, why it's not on... Now, I bet you're a Grease guy, though. I can see you watching Grease.
It was okay, but I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with it. I think the music was kind of dumb.
Now, people karaoke a lot to that.
It's just overplayed. It's just overplayed.
Okay,
Olivia Newton-John has so many good songs, and I really get tired of hearing all of her Grease songs. And John Travolta's songs before Grease, such as Let Her In, was a single that he had. Which was during his days with Welcome Back, Kotter. It's a great song. He's multi-talented, as I think everybody would agree.
Now, what other songs did Olivia Newton-John do?
Yeah, well, she sang many songs, and she was one of the singers on many of the songs from the movie. She just had so much good stuff on her own. I liked her early sounds in the mid-70s.
Well, give me a little Olivia Newton-John, because I don't know any of her other songs.
Let Me Be There, If You Love Me, Let Me Know, or I would say my two favorite songs from her.
Well, I've never heard
Not For You was an early song, which was rather very country-influenced.
Well, give me a little bit of the refrain. I'm not familiar.
Well, I'm not singing tonight, Scott.
Are you depressed? I'm worried about you. Are you
Magic and, of course, Physical were huge number one hits.
Physical. What is that?
So, well, maybe I need to have more caffeine.
I know, I feel bad for you.
How about somebody say High on Life? Was that in the list?
High on Life. I don't think anybody, well, no, I think somebody did. It's not on the list. It's that whole mask thing. You're down in Mask City again. You're depressed, aren't you?
No, I'm okay. I just, I'll go make some more coffee and I'll be wired and since coffee's an upper.
Okay. Not a low ball or a high ball.
Yeah, upper like Upper Sandusky.
What would a lowball be?
Correctly, it's Sandusky, not Sandusky.
Okay.
You probably know that.
Well, it depends on which side of the river you're from, I guess.
Did you see the list on Facebook of like the commonly mispronounced cities in Ohio?
Well, I know it's Bucky Russ.
Yeah, and then I think it's Russia, Ohio, not Russia. That one I was kind of surprised by.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was an interesting list. I like geography. It kind of fascinated me.
Well, if any other guesses come to your mind, call in.
Yeah, I mean, those are high on drugs to me is the most obvious answer.
You're really stuck to this high on drugs thing, aren't you?
To me, I don't know. Maybe it's just when I went to school, but that to me is.
This is like the whole smoking thing with you. It's an obsession.
You know, it's like high ball. That's a good answer. People don't really use that term, although it is an important term in the beverage industry.
Highball.
Yeah,
well, I
guess, too, it's like also in, like when you bargain with somebody, is a highball offer or a lowball offer? That's also used in that way.
Well, that's true. You're right. I understand, but I'm not making this list.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's not your fault.
Oh,
okay,
thanks for calling.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye. All right, 32 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Oh, holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about high top tennis shoes or high heels?
High heels is number 5 on the list. Absolutely. High heels, number 5 on the list. So we've got high in the sky, high heels, and high hopes. Go ahead, caller.
Highfalutin.
Oh, that's getting better. No highfalutin. How was your meal?
Highlights.
Who?
Highlights.
No highlights on the list.
High society.
Is there more than one person on this line?
Yes, I'm with Judy Smith. Say hi, Judy Smith.
Hi.
How's it going? Did you have Panda Express as well?
No. I had grilled cheese, and I forgot to put the cheese on the grilled cheese.
So you just had a grill?
Oh, boy. We're not very highfalutin over here, Scott.
So what are you out doing tonight? What's this, like a girls' night out?
Yeah, we're friends. We hang out.
Well, what are you doing?
Just listening to the radio, laughing at everybody.
Well, I tell you, that's what I do on Friday night.
There you go. That's what you do on Friday night in Marion, Ohio. If you ain't listening to WWGH, what are you doing with your life? That's what I want to know.
Well, depressing. It's depressing if you're not.
That's how I know when to go to bed. When Scott and Angie go off, that's time to hit the fart sack.
When I head to the dugout, I'm still worried about what cheap church though is doing this coin ministry tomorrow, not paying for the soap and softener.
Okay, they may. We don't know.
Well, shouldn't they let people know that ahead of time?
My goodness, they're already paying for you to do your wash. What more do you want for them to scrub the brass stains out of your jeans by hand? I mean,
I need soap and softener.
You don't go looking a gift horse in the mouth, Scott.
Yeah, but now, if I don't have a washer and a dryer, what am I doing with soap and softener at home?
If you're headed to the laundromat, I guess to do wash.
That's like if I don't have a dishwasher, why do I have pellets laying around?
Pellets? Oh, boy. I don't know where you get these lists, but these are the suckiest lists that have ever sucked, because I think we could start a whole other list of good guesses that ain't on this list.
Well, now, we've got the bottom three. Now, isn't that interesting? The top
Judy,
three...
Judy, what do you think? Don't you think this is a dumb list? Yeah. Judy thinks it's dumb, too.
Now, listen, we've got the bottom three, high in the sky, high heels, and high hopes. I think Judy is probably just upset because she left the cheese off her sandwich.
Oh, I finally put it on there.
Oh, well, thank goodness. I was worried.
I'm going to say a bad word, but what about come hill or high water?
Come hill or high water?
Well, we'll go with that.
That doesn't start with high, does it?
Oh, it's got to start with high. It can't
yes.
just have high in it.
Yes, and we don't have the top three yet.
Well, high noon. Judy said high noon.
Yes. No, not on the list, but a good guess. Now, the one I was giving you was high hopes. You would have high hopes for getting the job.
Well, I've got higher hopes of that than finishing this list before 10 o'clock.
Well, we got the three left, and we only got 24 minutes. I don't have high hopes at this point.
Well, we'll be 2 minutes.
What was that?
Judy said, who was it that doesn't like beans in their chili?
Me.
Yes.
You can buy chili at Kroger's in the cans without beans.
Yeah, but now, if I make it at home, though, and I want to make a homemade chili, now how do I make it without the beans?
You just don't put the beans in.
Well, the beans come in the sauce.
Do you think the bean Nazi is going to come over and get you?
You're like Glenn, talking about Hitler all the time.
What do you got against beans? Are you scared to fart or something?
You know, do you try to get us taken off the air? What is it?
You can say farting.
Hey,
not
hey,
bad.
This is a family program.
What are you... How is that bad?
Don't you know we had Dinah Manoff on these airwaves earlier today?
I don't think half these people know who she is, so we ain't got nothing to worry about.
Oh, gee whiz. You've never seen Grease?
I'll be tuning in, Scott. I better get off before we get in trouble.
Grease! All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Holy macaroni. High in the sky, high heels, high hopes. I tell you, when we're digital, we won't have to worry about this. We'll be able to say whatever we like. Top three answers. Name an expression that starts with the word high. 740-751-4038. We've got high in the sky, high heels, high hopes. What are the top three answers? Who's got them? 21 minutes left to go in the program here. Maybe we aren't going to get it. Or maybe this person's got it. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High security.
No high security. Good guess, though. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say high school or high five? I don't...
Oh, high five is number two on the list. See, you finally got away from the drugs and you did okay.
Well, how about high school?
No high school on the list.
Interesting, because didn't Grease take place at a high school? So wouldn't that be on people's minds?
It did. Now, see, you keep bringing this up, but you won't sing a song because something happened.
Well, I'm not singing tonight. I'm not in the singing mood. How about high and dry? Did somebody say that?
No high and dry on the list. Keep guessing. You're getting them, though. You got one of them.
High contrast?
No. What?
High contrast?
High contrast. No. High contrast is not on the list.
I'd say High Times. It's a magazine about smoking pot, but...
What is with you? Hey! Hey,
on your survey.
This is a family show. We don't talk about High Times and... Where do you buy a magazine like that?
I had a newsstand. It's still around.
What is in that magazine?
It's about marijuana.
Yeah, I understand that, but what like, how could a magazine go on week after week after week about marijuana?
Well, a lot of people use it, and again, it's...
But what do they do, roll the magazine? What?
And it's legal medically in Ohio, so it's something we have to refrain from talking about.
So what do they do, buy the magazine and roll it up?
I guess that's one usage for it, yeah.
I have no idea. Keep guessing.
I don't know. It's an adjective, so...
Keep thinking.
How about high blood pressure? That's got to be there.
High blood pressure is number three on the list.
And that's a good...
Yeah,
high cholesterol?
No high cholesterol. You're going to anger people by guessing all these things.
Okay, and last one, high blood sugar?
No high blood sugar, but
I got high blood pressure.
You just named the medical problems of several people at this station.
Okay, well, high blood pressure is a good answer. Okay,
it was on the list. Number three, all right. Go ahead, caller.
How about high intensity?
No high intensity on the list. Holy mackerel. We've got high five, high blood pressure, high in the sky, high heels, and high hopes. The only one we don't have is the number one answer. Now, isn't that funny? We've got the bottom five, but we don't have number one. 740-751-4038. What's the number one answer? An expression that starts with the word high. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I need a highball. This is wearing me out tonight. Somebody call in and sing something from Grease. We had Dinah Manoff on today. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hijacker?
No hijackers. No. Good guess, though. somebody hijacked that cheese right off Judy Smith's grilled cheese earlier on. Just took that cheese right off there. Jack that cheese. Hijacked it. 740-751-4038. You know, we have Friday Night Live parties, people getting together to listen to this show. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there?
High and dry.
No high and dry, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about highway?
No highway, but that's a good one.
Okay.
No highway, no high and dry. Okay, we've got high five, high blood pressure, high in the sky, high heels, high hopes. You know, if Angie was here, this show would not spin out of control like this. She's under the weather, and the show has just went downhill tonight. She keeps it classy. She keeps it, you know, on the level. Oh, holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
High society.
That's a good one. Not on the list, but that's a good guess. High society. Certainly a good guess, but not on the list. Name an expression that starts with the word high. What was that magazine Adam was talking about? What was that? High Life? Or holy man. Now, what kind of thing? He's... Ay, ay, ay. I can't even imagine. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Last guess. It's a radio-related term, high fidelity.
No high fidelity, but a good guess.
Okay, I had a couple more, but let the other people try.
Go ahead, caller.
What about high humidity?
Oh, we've had that. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Yep.
We've had that around here. High humidity like nobody's business. 44 minutes past the hour, 16 minutes left in this rip-roaring program tonight. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about high definition?
No high definition on the list. Well, one answer left, and it's number one on the list. An expression that starts with the word high. 15 minutes left. H-I-G-H. Does anybody know what it is? Okay, High Times Magazine. That's what it's called. Go ahead, caller.
How about high top?
No high top. Apparently, this High Times Magazine has been around since 1974. Now, did our resident knower of things like that, Sarah, know about High Times Magazine, 1974? Colonial Coin, Coin Ministry. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both locations, Main Street and Belle Fountain Avenue. We don't know if you have to bring soap or softener. But 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, free washing and drying at the Colonial Coin Laundromats here in Marion. So take advantage of that. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. An expression that starts with the word high. All right, let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High power.
No high power. No high power. High five, high blood pressure, high in the sky, high heels, high hopes. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038 as we dip down to 79 degrees. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High hat.
No high hat. No high hat. 79 degrees and a clear night here in Marion. 740-751-4038. What is the number one answer? An expression that begins with the word high. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll give us a chance.
A hint. Let's see, a hint. Well, there's a big hint, but it would give it away. I'm sure it would. Well, let's see if anybody gets close here. Go ahead, caller.
How about high society?
No high society, but that's a good guess.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Sounds like they put something in that Chinese Sharon Judy's got.
I know. They seem like they're a little high on something tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem a little loopy.
You know, Adam's on a downer, and they're on a higher.
I'd like to be over at Adam's.
You'd like to be over at Adam's?
Yeah, me and him should get together, I think.
What would you and Adam, what would a night like that be?
Well, I think we smoke the same stuff.
Oh, Lord.
We could compare.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
My stuff better than his, or his stuff better than mine.
Now, have you heard of this magazine?
High Times?
High Times.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what is in that? I mean,
different articles from people that grow it, pictures, articles from groups that are, you know, wanting a normal, you know, get it normal. That's the name of a group.
See, I cannot legalize. I can't imagine Adam doing that. If I came across that, I would just die of I don't know, shock.
Came across the stuff you smoke or Adam High?
Well, I just think either one would probably do me in. It would just, the heart would go, you know, there would be no activity there anymore. Because I just can't imagine, I've seen him in public several times, and I just can't imagine him doing that.
Well, I can.
Now, what makes you think he is a doer? What do we call those people?
Users.
Users. Why is he a user?
Why am I a user?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't judge it. I'm just saying, you think he is. He's never admitted to this. Why do you think he is?
Because it's enjoyable. Have you ever?
Does Adam seem like he's having a good time to you?
Yeah. You get such a good head feeling when you smoke marijuana. And it calms you down. I mean, most people, some people can, but, you know, those people are strung out anyhow. But, you know, it calms you down, you know, just like a...
Well, if it calms you down, Adam better double up on the dose.
Some people like drinking a few beers after work, you know, help calm them down.
Well, sure, highball.
But the marijuana... it's not as bad as alcohol. It's been a proven fact, and there's no reason why it's illegal.
Well, I don't bring any judgment to the marijuana. I'm just, I don't know. Adam is such a straight lace type of guy that would surprise me.
You know, I hate feeling that, you know, I'm a criminal, but you know, just like that. I like doing it, and there's no reason it should be illegal anyhow.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's an interesting point.
That's just like at Judge Warner. You know, I told you before. I think they took off Iran more because they had some illegal drugs in their system rather than had alcohol. Because illegal drugs would have really looked bad for him.
I don't know. I know they're unfortunately in the...
Because they was out partying. And, you know, people of high society and rich people and stuff like that, they do drugs too.
Well, I don't know.
But when they do drugs, it's all right, you know. But when a guy don't have no much money, does drugs, he's a user. He's a criminal.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's all very interesting. I'm just trying to picture Adam doing that.
Well, I bet he does.
We'll have to see. We'll see if he admits to it.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Phone lines are open. 51 minutes past the hour. Well, there's an invitation for you, Adam. Name an expression that starts with the word high. We've got high five, high blood pressure, high in the sky, high heels, high hopes. Go ahead, caller.
Hijack.
No hijack. No hijack on the list. Oh, my. One left. an expression that starts with the word high. 52 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. High five, high blood pressure, high in the sky, high heels, high hopes. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High strung or high speed?
Nope, good guesses. Go ahead, caller.
How about high neighbor?
No high neighbor. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Thanks, Ralph.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good to hear from Ralph, one of our longtime listeners. First fruitcake throwing champion. All right, 53 minutes past the hour here. I don't bring any judgment to the marijuana smoking, but I can't see Adam doing that. Now, maybe he does. I don't know. I know Sarah has got an opinion on everything. Does Sarah think that Adam does marijuana? Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty here in the last 7 minutes. 53 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. We've got high five, high blood pressure, high in the sky, high heels, high hopes. What's number one? Go ahead, caller.
How about high, silver?
That's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. How are things going? What's the drink tonight?
Well, we just got home from the KFC.
Oh.
Had a little bite to eat. Had a good crowd out there. And
very nice. Now, what kind of food?
Pardon?
What kind of food?
Well, I had a pizza, and my wife had a what he calls hamburger salad, and it's delicious.
Oh, sounds good.
What he fixes it. This guy does, Larry's his name, does a good job out there. So, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Coming right along.
I'm glad your health is back and everything's going good for you.
Yeah, flying right along. Hey, good to hear from you.
Well, I'll call you back sometime.
Do that.
Kind of late now, but I thought sure Ohio Silver would stand up.
We got to get this. We only got 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 740-751-4038. Oh, that sounds good. Hamburger salad. How in the world do you make hamburger salad? Now, see, I could go get behind that. I like my chili with no beans, but we're not going to get into that again because Sarah goes crazy. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High rise or high C?
No. Hey, is Sarah still with you?
No, she went home. She needs air conditioning. We were standing out in the alley.
Oh, okay. But good guesses. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say that there's no way that old windpipe is a dope smoker. Because he's got too much wind. He wouldn't be that windy if he was rocking the gonge.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Now, let's see. Back to the contest. Hi.
Jeez Louise.
Let's see. Give us a clue. Quit messing around. Give us a clue.
Hey, what did you do? Please. Take some medication before you called tonight?
Just give us a clue. No one gets hurt, Scott.
You're as cranky as that woman who called me last Friday.
Oh, pretty please. The sugar all's out. Can I get a clue?
Okay, with 4 minutes left to go. But Adam won't tell us if he's a... What do you call those people? It's not a user. You call them something. They got a name.
I don't know.
What do they call them? Is it dope
head?
Dope head?
I don't know. You're going to offend certain members of your audience.
No, that's a loving term.
I don't know, but just give me a little teeny-weeny baby clue.
Okay, let's see. There's one clue that's going to give it away, and that's what I'm fearful of.
Well, you don't have to go for the show of clues here. Just get a little one.
Okay, somebody who's got a lot of money.
I said highfalutin. That wasn't right.
Not highfalutin.
Well, I'm drawing a blank. I'll let somebody else get in there.
All right. Adam's not a doper, so says Sarah. Lee says yes. We don't really know, to be honest with you. We're going to have to start doing random drug tests at the station just to see. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there?
High society.
Not high society. Oh, man, we're getting down to the final 3 minutes here. We're going to have to do random drug tests now. We're going to have to institute a whole policy for Adam. What a Friday night this has been. I'll tell you, if Angie had been here, this wouldn't have deteriorated into this kind of show. Oh, my. Thank goodness we're on a Friday night. 740-751-4038. 2 minutes left. 2 minute warning. High five, high blood pressure, high in the sky, high heels, high hopes. Don't forget the coin ministry at the Colonial Coin Laundromats, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, July the 23rd, both locations, Main Street and Bell Fountain Avenue. Bring your soap and softener. The clue is, okay, how about a gambler? A gambler. Remember, the word starts with high. The phrase is high. Go ahead, caller.
How about high class?
Not high class. Think of a gambler. A high person up in society. A gambler. Begins with high. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
High roller.
High roller. You have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a great night. High roller. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Are you there?
Well, that's it. And we're down to the last minute here. Well, Angie, we hope you get better. We have missed you tonight. We know you're out there listening. Adam, we don't know what kind of recreational drugs you're on, but Lee has invited you over to his place, and Sarah doesn't think the old windpipe can do the dope. So there we go. For all of us at WWGH Radio, this is Scott Spears on this crazy Friday night heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you